Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
You know, yeah. So we could just sit outside. Think how good the show would be if we could just sit on a patio overlooking a putting green and just do it from there. Outside, cup of coffee, sun's coming up. Give me some birds chirping in the background. Yeah. Should be some good show sound.
How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None.
I know a cardinal. I can tell you a cardinal. In fact, sometimes in my backyard, I whistle back to the cardinals, and I tell myself in my head that we are talking. Yeah.
The cardinal's probably like, look at this idiot. He is a cardinal.
Look at this idiot. They respond.
He's yelling at you that you don't actually speak cardinal.
I recognize your accent.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Should we keep the birds just going?
All the way through.
At least until 7. What if we did that? People would say, oh, where are they? I mean, we call Koziel at 6:30. He calls us from his house, and there's birds chirping. And I feel like when we had Dane on from the Bandits, like we heard birds chirping.
Yeah.
Guys that call from the golf course.
Yeah. That, or should we just rotate them in? Birds in hour one, and then hour two, it's like pucks hitting boards.
Oh, wow. Pucks hitting the glass.
And
yes.
Skates.
Like we're just...
Yeah, we're in a rink.
You know, I know the worst press box to be in all of college hockey. You didn't know you wanted to know this, but I can tell you where it is.
Is it Vermont?
No.
That's the coolest looking arena.
I've not been to Vermont. I've been to a lot of college rinks up in the Northeast. The worst place to be in the press box in a college rink is Cornell.
Because?
I think it's Cornell. It's Colgate. Colgate.
Okay.
Colgate's rink is fine rink, but the press box is... up above and behind one of the nets. So when guys rip shots in warm-ups, it goes over the glass, often eludes the netting, hits the wall, and drops onto you, into you. It'll hit a printer. It'll hit a person.
Okay, it's because you were in danger, basically.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's why that wasn't great. Because, like, you know, the seats were uncomfortable.
No, when they're taking warm-ups,
flying at you.
You want to get out of there when they're taking warm-ups because you're going to have a puck dropped onto your head.
Mm-hmm.
And
How is it falling onto your head? Are you up in the...
You are up, and yet still a guy misses the net, and it'll like ricochet up or hit the post and go up. You know, you'll be up there in that press box, and yeah, you'll catch a puck or two.
Okay.
All right, now the best press box in all of college hockey. Michigan's pretty great.
You know, Michigan.
I've been to a lot of the rinks. A lot of them. Maine's beautiful.
They have a lot more character than the NHL rinks.
Oh, yeah.
All the NHL rinks kind of look the same. At this point.
That's true. Sometimes the character is that the college rink in question doesn't have heat. You know, things like that.
Right, okay.
Owen, I'm sure you've been to some places on this earth that, you know, the rinks that they throw up around the country in desolate places sometimes, you know, it can be an adventure.
Barns, yeah. For sure. Northeastern, going up there a couple times. That's a pretty serious, old building.
Very, very old.
I've been to UMass Amherst. That's a very new, very big building. That's a beautiful place.
Clarkson's got a brand new one.
Yep, Clarkson's awesome.
What happened to, like, NHL rinks, though? Because all these rinks I'm looking at, like, from the outside, and they're, like, they're beautiful. They look awesome. And, like, didn't hockey used to have that? Like, Maple Leaf Gardens and Montreal Forum, and now they just all look like big concrete domes.
Yeah, Sabres looks nice from the outside. They've got a big, beautiful windowed atrium.
They got the atrium looks nice. The atrium itself looks nice, right?
They were going to paint the back of that thing. They put the atrium in, they put four windows in the back. It's like four windows the rest of the way around.
Right.
Anyway, it's a complaint for another day. Birds are chirping. As Josh played this open today, I thought, I've got 100 holes in 2 days. We're playing 100 holes for the charities. We do it every year for the Live Like Luca Foundation.
Uh-huh.
The Luca Kalani Foundation. And for Roswell Park, the Courage of Carly Fund. And I thought, you know, it's the only day of the year that it's not frowned upon. It's allowed to play golf at 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Most places, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
The first tee time is not available. I mean, some of your private country clubs will let you go out, but a lot of times...
Six, right?
At
the earliest,
and
I would be
the person that, you know, if I was ever fortunate enough to make it to retirement, I would want to play at 5:15 in the morning. Like, I'll be there.
Right.
I'm going to be up. I wake up all the time. I wake up early. You know, I'm on 20 years of waking up early.
Yes.
When I retire, I'll be up at 5 a.m. and think, oh, I'll go play right now.
Maybe even 7 is more, is common also.
Yep.
I'm looking at 7
yep.
as like the earliest tee time I can
Sometimes the club doesn't open until 7. Maybe you just kind of make your way out there. If it's, you know, you've got an arrangement, you're a member, you can do that kind of thing.
Right. It's one of those where, like, they know you enough to, like, if you get there before them, they're fine. Just check in at some point.
That's fine with the pro shop, but again, you got to work with the groundskeepers, the greenskeepers.
Yeah, right, because they're out there.
Yeah, you know, and it hit them with a ball. They're, hey, I'm trying to mow a fairway here. I'm mowing this green. You can't hit onto it.
Right. I've never hit them, and I almost did a week ago, and it was like terrifying as I'm driving down to them because they don't move. Right.
Well,
a lot of times they won't move.
A lot of times.
They'll just, like, they're just, they're there. This is part of the job.
You give
someone might rain a 7-iron
well,
over my head.
You give them a shout. You give them a wave. If they say, yep. I'm fine, I'm not worried about it, then
see, this
so be it.
This was one, though, where they are at the bottom of a hill, and I do not know they are there until I'm halfway down the fairway to go get my ball, which is in the rough on the left. And they're like, oh, no, there's a group of people here that are doing something to a tree. And this is exactly where I hit my ball, and they're like, you're good, we're used to it. It was 10 yards over their heads.
Maybe the story is what they're doing to that tree. What are they doing to that tree?
I don't know.
Cutting it, trimming it.
I think it was a dead tree, so I'm assuming they were getting rid of it.
Are they responsible for the dead tree?
For the dead tree? Yeah.
They're doing something to that tree.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, birds chirping. It's going to be hot today, and then after today, it's going to cool down a bit. So, you know, you got one more day of oppressive, if you might say oppressive heat.
Yep.
High today of 89. The heat index probably above that. Tomorrow, 84. Thursday, 77. Then we're back kind of in the 80s. So, you know, here we are. It's hot. It's summer. We've been saying that for a couple days. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. And Chris Peters joins us 9 o'clock. We'll talk some NHL draft ahead of the draft. We've got plenty more to get to. We've got some fun stuff today for you, including we're gonna flat out steal something from Joe Marino because his latest podcast is Bills One-Hit Wonders. And that is a fun conversation to have.
Ooh,
that is basically our Football Friday Remember Some Guys segment.
Pretty much.
Where we, hey, let's remember some Ravens. Let's remember some Cardinals. This time it'll just be, let's remember some Bills.
Yep.
So that's fun. Plenty to get to. One thing I thought about starting with here is, all right, maybe you've seen or maybe you've heard J.J. Paterka is the most sought-after man in America.
He is the most talked-about hockey player I have ever seen. Like,
I've got...
This is crazy.
Two thoughts.
Every day.
Two
Every
thoughts.
Day there are three things said about him by, somewhere by an insider.
And are all three of them from Frank Saravelli?
Two of the three.
Two of the three are Frank Saravelli.
They like to rotate somebody else in. Someone else get a shot in.
Yeah. So yesterday I saw another Frank Saravelli report on Paterka.
Uh-huh.
It was... I expect him to be dealt by Friday.
Yep.
And he changed that to, I'd be shocked to see him in a Sabre jersey by October.
Right.
To which point I have shut down. Like, okay.
It's kind of the same thing.
No, Friday and October are actually not the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You've had enough, sir. Step away from the P-E-T-E-R-K-A letters on the keyboard. We've had enough. Everybody's had enough of this. But I do have a thought about this that I've not brought up yet. And this is, you know, listen, the Sabres are what they are. We know that sometimes, you know, the conversations about them get tedious and frustrating. But here's their moment to try and get better. The thing on Peterka that I guess I'm latched in on, will they trade him, is because I don't know how they fundamentally change their roster if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
How else do they do it? Byram, I don't
Byram think. Byram
gets you what? Is Byram getting you a lot?
Is Byram just being gone in the first place? Byram played more minutes for them last season than any player. Like, that is a, can I call it an addition by subtraction to some degree?
You cannot. No.
I could call it they're changing out.
You could
they're
say.
They're at least changing out the player that played more than anybody else on the team last season.
Okay, but he's not supposed to play more than any player on the team. That because other guys got hurt.
He's supposed to play 20 minutes a night.
All right, well, they're going to trade him out for another guy that is going to play 20 minutes, and it won't fundamentally change who they are. And the other piece is what? Samuelson's going to be bought out? So I'm almost going to steal here. They're going to trade out Mac Hollins and Amari Cooper for Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore.
I think they play bigger roles than that. They are not great at those
roles. They play bigger roles than Mac Hollins? Didn't he lead all receivers in snaps?
He did.
Okay.
He wasn't getting the ball the same way. Like, these people will have the puck on their stick a lot. And that's your third and fourth defenseman, really? And Byram played more than Power last year. At least he averaged more ice time, especially even strength. So I hear you. Like, it's not – you wouldn't expect it to be massive difference unless they actually nail the two players that they would replace them for. And what are the odds of that? What are the odds they get significantly better? Like, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
But
anytime you're changing out any player, there's a chance.
But I'd want to be open to a guy that played 23 minutes a night getting rid of last year when there's a lot to signify that he actually wasn't that good. At least there's a lot of advanced numbers that show he actually wasn't that good. If I replace someone who played that much with somebody that maybe is good, I wouldn't want to say that's a fundamental shift of your team, but your team should be better.
That's a great idea. Where are you getting that player? Aren't you doing it by trading Peterka?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm getting at. I don't know how you fundamentally change and become better without trading something of value. And, you know, we can't talk down Byram and then say, oh, they'll just trade him for somebody good because the league might think he's not that good. You're also likely to buy out Matias Samuelson. There's a report about that, and we went through it yesterday. That makes sense. I'm down two defensemen. The last couple defensemen I have sought after in free agency are Connor Clifton.
And Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson. I mean,
Labushkin.
Okay. Right. Here we are. How far do I have to go back for Jordan Leopold? Was he a trade?
Oh, so long ago.
A long time ago.
You know how long ago is there was a Twitter account called Leopold's iPod that was made in the rounds, and those don't exist anymore.
I don't believe
iPods exist anymore. So
that's kind of just where I land on this is do whatever you want, Sabres, but I don't know how you change what you are without trading someone that you would consider valuable. That's usually the Florida trade that we all love to point to when they were good. They traded Huberto off a 100-point season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valuable player, and what do? Fundamentally changed what they were. And I just don't know how a middling team like this, who has a really promising, good, young player with lots of term left, and anybody you want him, he'd love to come to you. All right, let's make this happen. You can fundamentally change your team if you trade Peterka. Otherwise, who's the next candidate to be traded that would get you something?
That rates enough to where...
But you think, I might get something good in this trade. What?
You're right, because the reason Byram isn't in that is if the Sabres were to get something that everybody would go, oh, wow, that really helps them, that would come as a surprise, I think. Right? Wouldn't most people say, wow, that team way overpaid for Bo Byram?
Yeah.
If they were to get something back that you would think, okay, that's really going to help them.
And yesterday I said to you, it should be a two for one. Two guys go out, one guy comes in. The only other name I've got here is Kulik. You want to trade Kulik? Is he promising enough to get Byram and Kulik? Byram and Peterka.
Zach Benson?
Sure.
Benson and Kulik. Aren't those the two top young players for this idea?
But any idea that you're going to get better this offseason, to me, it's not coming from the draft. We know that. It's very unlikely to come from free agency because, reasons. And here we are, the nonstop Paterka rumors. We should have a we should have a Paterka rumor fantasy league. Let's draft more teams. Whatever team has not been mentioned, what team will Frank Saravelli have next?
Yesterday was Chicago.
Was a Mad Lib stitched together.
Yeah, that was it was a funny one.
The third overall pick is somehow in the mix on Paterka. On what level? I mean, I'm sure that Frank has been told all these things, but man, come on. What are we supposed to do with all this?
That was a funny one because it was that they've talked about the third overall pick, but that it hasn't gained traction, which sounds like that means in the Chicago front office it hasn't gained traction, right?
So, yeah.
Unless he's meaning the Sabres said, no thanks, we don't care about the third pick.
Who knows?
Right,
it's
I don't know.
So odd. It's so – I can't remember a player ever getting that's not exactly like – I mean, he's a nice player. He's a really good player, good young player. Holy cow, he's getting so much attention.
Yeah.
From specifically like one insider more than others.
Right. Like, there's a lot of talk about Marner, but that makes sense, right? Because Marner's on his way to being the number one free agent. And he is, like, going to change teams in a week. And everybody knows that. That's different than a guy who is still on a roster and is an RFA having this much reported about him. And right now we're at Chicago. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I think there are ideas that could be had that would make an impact as much as a Paterka trade would, where you would get something back of value, but are you going to want to trade? You're not going to want to trade Alex Tuck away, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that's probably off the table.
You're not going to want to trade Tage away. Unless you're trying to do, I mean, that Huberto trade, right? Huberto was Tage for Florida, and they said, all right, we're willing to do this because they're in a very different position. They had won the President's Trophy and then got swept in the second round by the team they couldn't beat in the playoffs. So very different reasoning for why they did that. But Huberto was their Tage, and they said, okay, we'll do it. We're going to make a massive, massive deal and not be afraid of the consequences and move them. I mean, the Sabres could do that, but otherwise, you're right, like, Paterka would be the one. Or I do wonder about Kulik and Benson. Like, they would be the two that I would go to right after. Because that is, we're ready to win. Both guys have shown real promise. But 21 years old and 20 years old and playing big, meaningful roles for our team? Nah, not this year. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to be older. We're not going to be the third youngest team in the league again. We're not, you know, going to be relying on kids. Like, come on. Maybe that's a Kekalainen thing. Like, you are not putting Zach Benson on your second line and Kulik on your first line to start the season. Go trade them away and get guys that are 5 years older.
But you don't actually want to do that, do you?
Tell me who the player is.
Right.
I mean, I love watching Zach Benson play hockey, and I think it would be very disappointing to see him be traded. But is there an idea out there that I would – if he was the key piece that you needed to deal to get Jason Robertson, I am not saying no to that if I'm the Sabres.
Yeah. Well –
if Kulik is the key piece in a deal that I'm getting Patterson back, they said, okay, yeah, you don't have Cousins anymore. We don't want Norris. We want Kulik. Like, okay, I'm willing. I'm willing to talk to you about that. I'm willing to do that. That is getting a top-level player for one piece, and then also maybe your core piece in that deal is one of those two, which I think are your two most valuable young players.
The problem is, for those two to be your valuable young players, you would be trading them away, and you would still have Paterka here, who, again, go back before all this, who I told you in October, November, I was told, he's probably not long for here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to trade away Paterka, I'm going to trade away a Benson or a Kulik, and then still be sitting here like, I got this guy that doesn't want to stay. Now, am I going to get to a situation where I'm forced to make a move? Like, the Sabres might not want to, but if it comes down to having to trade one of their young players, they want a top four defenseman. They want what they thought Samuelson was going to be for them, but he's not.
Yep.
I just want to find Samuelson. Okay, I've now traded Kulik for that player, and where am I at center? Where on earth am I at center? I'm Josh
You're
Norris.
In tough.
And who's my next best center?
Tage has to play center at
which
that point.
Which he probably doesn't want to. He probably wants to go back to the wing. I think on the Andy Strickland podcast, he indicated he enjoys the wing. I mean, is Peyton Krebs getting another kick up the lineup? You know, like, where are you if you're trading Kulik? You're nowhere.
That's why I mean, like, but how solid is Tage on I have to play wing? Because if they talk to him and say, hey, we've got a good deal for Kulik, if we do this, you have to play center. Like, it'd be best for the team. We cannot put Peyton Krebs on our second line. You know, we can't. Well, it'd be McLeod, right? It would be Norris and McLeod. But Norris is going to get hurt, right, on game five, isn't he? Right. So you'd have to go to Tage and say,
training camp.
How aggressive are you going to be on I got to play wing? Because if we don't have centers,
probably not that aggressive.
We need you to play center. Are you gonna kick and scream, or are you gonna play center for us? Because that would be my mentality. But right, like I'm treating it a little bit kind of like a fantasy league here, where I'm kind of saying I don't really care, Paterka, that you don't want to be here. I'm trying to win right now. Get on the ice. And Tage, I don't really care that you want to play wing over center. If that's true, get it center.
But the thing that Tage could say in that scenario. And we're going pretty far down the, like, how this actually goes off the rails, which maybe we should, you know, dial it back a bit. But if you're Tage and they ask you to play center because of a rash of injuries, like, it's fine. I'll do what I can for the team. If you're Tage, like, you need me to go back to center because you cannot ice centers?
Mm-hmm. More than that, even red that you're trading away one.
Right. What is happening here?
Right.
How is it that we're already in a rough spot at that position, and it's about to get worse where I have to get called back?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like that'd be troublesome. It's like Dahlin. What side does he want to play on? Can they make it happen? Does he like this one versus that one? Who's his partner supposed to be?
He goes back and forth. He said he likes the right side more. And you will see him on the left a lot.
Yeah.
But he says he likes the right more. He's more comfortable with it. There's more passing angles available to him. And it does depend on who he plays with. Like when he plays with Byram, he's playing on the right. But you've seen him play on the left at times. So that would, but right, that's different than.
It's the same kind of thing to me. Like, how many years do you have to figure out what left and right where I can be in a spot and be where everybody's happy?
Well, he hasn't had a partner. That's the problem. Samuelson was supposed to be the thing that would allow him to play the right forever. And he didn't do that. He got hurt and he kind of fell off, and that was it. So I don't know. Like, I got to cater to everybody's tiniest whim and wish.
These aren't whims. This is building a roster.
Uh-huh.
And you are two cornerstone pieces that think they have, I got a spot, I'm good, I do my job, and they keep coming back to you and saying, listen, I didn't get any centers this year or the last year or the last year. I need you to do more again. Isn't that how you lose players? Isn't that how guys like Reinhardt and Eichel, and they ultimately
They want to win, though.
They do want to win. There's no doubt they want to win. But you've got an organizational idea, and the GM is supposed to build a roster. And if another year happens where I'm going back to you and being like, listen, hey, good player, I didn't get it.
But if you're saying, and I don't know who this defenseman would be, but if you're going to him and, or if you're not willing to make a trade, not able to make a trade for some star defenseman because you can't trade Yuri Kulik because Tage doesn't want to play center anymore.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
That doesn't make your team better. That actually actively prevents you from making your team better. Your roster building of getting to the playoffs is now become harder because you don't have as much flexibility.
But star defenseman does a lot of work right there.
Sure. Star winger, too. It could be that.
Sure.
Right. But somebody that would ask him to go back to playing the middle on a full-time basis. Because you're right. Like, I don't want to go to Norris and McLeod as my top two centermen. That sounds like a disaster. Although, they're not really that far off from that anyway. They're already kind of there, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, Kulik's going to be 20, and he'll probably be the second guy. But, I mean, those are your three centers.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, you can join us on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, you can check out the Joe and I accidentally wore matching uniforms today.
Yeah, we really
look
did.
At this.
Although you're wearing a polo and I'm wearing a button down. That's the key difference.
Oh, all right. I guess so.
That's a big difference. Otherwise, like, the color scheme is the same.
It's not really that big of a difference.
No, right. I have how many? Four button difference. You have three probably. Buttons and I have seven, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not on purpose.
Matching uniforms.
We do own the same polo. We've never worn that at the same time.
No, that's right.
It's got red buffaloes on it.
Not for the show. Yep, that's right.
That'll happen one day, though. Make your jokes then when that day comes.
803-0550. Good Tuesday morning. It's June 24th. It's my last day being 45.
Wow. The last day not being almost 50. Let's go.
46 is almost 45. More than it's almost 50.
No one does it that way, though. It's like Price is Right. You can't go over.
Price is Right didn't make the rules of math. That's just the rules on Price is Right.
They made that rule.
If I was to
can't
say
go
to you,
the can't go over rule that, had to be invented by the Price is
that
Right.
That is right. That's a can't go over rule. But if I was to say to you, which number is closer to 40, to which number is closer to 46, 45 or 50? The answer is 45. You know, just Bob Barker doesn't come in and say, like, it's, actually, we changed the dynamics of math. It's still closer to 45.
Although it's not really, because you can never go back to 45.
No, that's right, but it's still closer to 45.
Like, in you are 4 years away from being from being 50. You are infinity years away from being 45, because you will never be 45 again.
All right. The Bills score 21 points in a game. I predicted 20. You predicted 25. Who was closer?
When you put it like that.
No Price is Right rules here.
I think Price is Right rules should be universal in life.
In bidding?
Yes. You go over, that's it. It's over. You went over.
Price is Right rules means that you can get things for a dollar. It feels like economically that there's a wrench there.
I mean, there's a... Yeah, but that doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't always work. It works a lot, though.
You also could play defense then because you can go $1 over the other person.
I'd like to see... Yeah, I'd like to see like a 30 for 30 on the first person that ever bid a dollar.
Yes.
Is that person like analytics to base to hockey, the first person that ever invented Corsi?
Did everybody in the crowd just go, what?
What? $1? How are you going to win with a dollar?
Right. Did it just blow everybody's minds when he did it for the first time? He or she did it for the first time? And then also the first time someone had bid up their opponent by a dollar.
Yeah.
And seeing the reaction of that person.
Bulletin board material, that. 803-0550-1888-550-2550. Join us in the chat. Hello, good morning. It's hot out there. It's going to be a beautiful day again today. And we're chatting some Sabres offseason. We'll see if we get another Paterka rumor in the next 7 minutes, because it seems like I'm going to put together the list of all the teams that have been linked to him. Yeah, we'll see.
I came up with 5 trades that I would deal him for,
okay,
by the way. I've got a list.
I'm ready to hear those. I'm kind of tired of like, oh, it could happen any minute now. I go, sure it could. Yeah. Anyway, give us a ring if you want. 803-0550. Some football to get to as well, as the Bills, you know, get closer and closer to training camp, less than a month away. Got some comments from Josh Allen that are interesting to me. Mina Kimes said something that Bills fans might be mad about. Some. So plenty to get to here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, you'd be betting on them being financially strapped to do it. Terry Pegula would have to write a check. Let's just say you make it heavy signing bonus, which they don't do in Buffalo. There's not a player on their team this upcoming season, I think, outside of Zucker, who has a $1 million signing bonus. If all of a sudden you design it so the player's getting $16 million in the next 360 days, could be problematic.
Frank Saravelli on the idea of a Paterka offer sheet. If you're tired of the Paterka stuff, which, like, I get that. Joe and I were talking before the show begins. There is about to be possibly a window into how financially restricted the Sabres might be. The cap's going up. Their projected cap space is $23 million, but they have guys to sign. All right, they're going to sign McLeod. Going to sign Quinn, right? Whatever. You could sign a couple players here.
They're smaller, though, because Quinn and Levi are going to be, what, a couple million?
Yeah, sure.
Most the other two guys you have to sign are the two guys that we're talking about being traded, which is Paterka and Byram.
Right.
Because if you had just signed all of them, there goes your $23 million, right?
Probably, which would be pretty tough to have a fully capped out team and be like,
right? You could have the same team and you would be capped out.
Yeah.
But it depends. I'm assuming Paterka would get like 7 and Byram would get like 6 to 7. Right.
But
so.
He's pointing out where you would be cap strapped. That's what an offer sheet. That's what Philadelphia tried to do to Nashville.
Yes.
On the Shea Weber offer sheet.
Was that because of cap or that was because they thought the owner was cash poor?
They thought they would not pay it. Yes.
Right.
They thought they will not pay. And
the owner had to go get a loan out from a bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
To pay Shea Weber.
Yeah. The Predators owner had to go get a loan out.
Which probably wasn't very difficult for that guy to do.
No, I'm sure. But he did have to do it.
To the larger point here about like the finances of it, and it's not exactly the sexiest conversation. Hey, it's June 24th at 6:37 a.m. Maybe you're, you know, on a beach somewhere.
We're talking about loans.
It's early to be on a beach, unless you're out for a walk. Things to do on a beach at 6:30 in the morning.
Unless you're on a beach in, like, Portugal or something.
Yeah, time zones. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, last year they had about $8 million in cap space they didn't use.
Right.
What number does that get to that is uncomfortable for them? If they have $13 million in unused cap?
Mm-hmm. What do they want? Because 13, why are you saying it'd be uncomfortable? Because they would not really be able to hide from the internal cap part of it.
Right.
Kevin Adams, the number was so big.
The GM has said there are no financial restrictions. He said that the future contract extensions have to be accounted for. We've got to create space. They, of course, signed Zucker. I mean, he came back. So, you know.
Are they even hiding from it now, though, really? Like, everyone kind of knows, right?
Everyone kind of knows. But again, $8 million is still living in the land of, like Paul says, I don't need you just to spend the money. Spend it on good players. If there's a good player you can get for $8 million, go for it. But if you can't, then don't. But if that number is $12
million,
$14
million, certainly 20.
I mean, 20 would be a problem.
20 would be, like, everyone
so
knows what's happening.
It just kind of gets to, like, and the cap is going to continue to go up. How far away do they stay from it? It's just that's probably in the formula down there about like, well, you know, we got to spend. Now the cap's going up.
Right.
Salaries are going up. You'll read plenty of articles. I saw Ryan Lambert yesterday write about how the cap going up means GMs are going to go bonkers in free agency. Like, get ready. The teams that do want to spend and do want to go to the cap, teams that circumvent the cap and use long-term injured reserve, they're going to go for big contracts, and the Sabres are going to be stuck here kind of like, well,
right.
We got no trade clauses. We can overpay, but we have values on guys. So that Frank Saravelli clip right there, To me, that's interesting. Why can't you do it? Well, you wouldn't say because we're not going to write a check for $16 million today. You'd have to say, well, the compensation, where we're going, you know, the value on this player, blah, blah, blah. So Kevin Adams speaks today at 11 a.m.
Right.
And that will be interesting because he'll get asked about Paterka. It's a pre-draft kind of media session. Yep. But the questions will be there about Paterka, about Byram, about
Talk.
Yeah.
That'll come up.
And his answers will be, as revealing as he wants them to be, I think it'll be impossible not to take something from them.
Yeah. And it's not just, man, that cap part of it, because it's $95 million this year, but it's been out there that like it's going up to above $100 million next year, at least the year after that.
Yep.
That it, and it could get up to like in the high, like 108, 109 at some point within a couple of years. I think Friedman had that like a couple months ago. And that's $15 million more than it'll even be this year.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to pay more than they had been paying.
Do you know
because
what
that
should lead to in the landscape of the NHL? These free agents that are free agents right now and RFAs that are RFAs right now should sign for like 2 years. Nobody should sign for 8.
That is what Marner wants.
Yeah.
Somebody reported that, but yep. There was a report out there that Marner would love a 2-year deal.
Because in the NFL, yeah, when the cap goes up, 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 you can just renegotiate,
right,
get a new contract, tear it up, get a new deal. If you just locked in for 8 years and
right,
then you heard the cap's going up $40 million in 3, you are losing money that you'd get if you're on the open market. So there's security in there, but I wonder if the free agents and the RFAs in this current class, and this could be a spot where actually getting Paterka back is easy for the Sabres. Like, all right, give us a little time here. Here's a 1-year $7 million deal. You can hit your market sooner or later. We'll get you down the line when the cap goes up. But you might have players motivated to do shorter-term deals because of all this money. 803-0550. Happy Tuesday. Blaze in Buffalo real quick. Hey, Blaze, what's up?
Yeah, more guys. So what you were talking about with the center depth earlier kind of got me thinking, like, what is the Sabres' best lineup look like right now? I was reading an article from The Athletic the other day, and they ranked the Sabres 10th in center depth just because of Tage Thompson, basically. And they said that if Tage wasn't going to play center, the Sabres would rank, like, I don't know, mid-20s or something like that. Mm. So, to me, the best Sabres lineup, it has to have Tage on the top line right now. So, just wanted to get your thoughts on that thing.
He's definitely on the top line. The question is, where does he play? I mean, they might think that he and Kulik had a really nice thing and just have Kulik be their top line center, and it's Kulik and Tuck and Thompson. You could try that.
Right.
Yeah, does it matter if he plays center? I don't know.
I think it should matter to some degree. I mean, it is the most important position on your hockey team. And if you are going to be weaker at it because he doesn't want to do it, or more so just you think right now, I mean, really, isn't it more right now that they feel like they have 3 top 9 centers in theory? Kulik's a top 9 center.
Mm-hmm.
They would think Josh Norris is a top 9 center, and he has been when he's been healthy, and McLeod proved that he was that last year. So isn't that more of it? Isn't Tage on the wing, maybe he does prefer it, but isn't he also there because they like their top 3 centers? One of them's got to stay healthy, but if that happens, then I guess that would be my question, is how bad really is it if, the huge if, Norris stays healthy? Because Norris, I still want to believe, gives you more than Cousins did. Especially in the last two years that Cousins played for the Sabres, that he would give you more. And then I'm just wondering if Kulik can give me more than just a couple of goals here once in a while. And he looked pretty good, and I think you probably will get that. So, I don't know. Is it as bad as it looks on paper? It might not be. But, right, if one guy goes down with injury, or you're a month into the season, and it's, this is not working, then how comfortable are they just putting Tage back down the middle? Because that is your most important position.
803-0550. Thanks, Blaze. To a lighter story, did you see the player that the Mets signed?
No, I did not.
No.
They signed Tebow back? What'd they do?
No, no. You did not see this?
No. The New York Mets?
The New York
Mets.
Sorry,
I'm not following. I didn't talk to Howard yesterday, so I didn't know.
This is This is a random baseball signing that made the rounds.
Okay.
Because they signed a left-handed pitcher to a one-year deal.
Okay.
And basically everyone turned into like a 13-year-old with this person's name. So you did not see this?
No. Is this wait, 13. So is this somebody's son?
Nope. Owen, you didn't see this either? I thought more people would have seen this. Okay. Somebody in the chat will see this. So the Mets signed a left-handed pitcher whose last name is Lovelady. Lovelady is his last name. Lovelady.
Okay.
And this Mets pitcher, I'm not going to say it too many times because like, I feel like if you say it too many times, you'll get in trouble. His first name and what he goes by is Dickie. So the Mets signed that guy yesterday.
Hmm.
And I just want the New York Post people to just
try to lightly
take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath.
Yeah. Yeah. Tread lightly.
When that thing went out yesterday, I saw a lot of baseball people. Oh, all right. Hello, new Mets player.
Uh-huh. Him, I wonder would they even want him to develop into like a Cy Young guy.
Can you imagine that the biggest star on the sport has that name?
I think he looks like he's older, so probably not. But
he's finally getting his chance.
Yeah, but right, if he became like a dominant pitcher in the league,
mm-hmm.
We might have to come up with a new nickname for him if that were to happen, right? His first name's nickname is Dickie, you said, right? So yes. His full name is Richard?
Yes, but he goes by Dickie.
Okay. Like, buddy, maybe want to go with Rich, you know? When he shows up to the Mets, someone then the Mets is like, yeah, we should go with Rich. Richie. Let's get something new in here. He's been in the league. I mean, he's been on five different teams, it looks like. So he's been bouncing around.
Yeah. Good times. 803-0550 to join us. What Josh Allen had to say about Steph Diggs and Drake May as a pairing. It's coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, Josh Allen spoke on Drake May. It's one of these things where I'm not exactly sure how long ago it happened, but he was asked about Drake May. Allen talking with Sports Illustrated's Liam McCune about May. I think Drake is super talented. He's one of my favorite young quarterbacks in the league. I've spent some time around him. He's got his head on his shoulders the right way. He does things the right way. I think that he exemplifies football.
Mm-hmm.
Good things to say about Drake May. Mm-hmm. Then asked about, how about your former teammate Stephon Diggs playing with Drake May?
Mm-hmm.
And Allen said, I think he brings a lot of security for Drake. Obviously, having the knowledge of playing the league for so long, he has that veteran mentorship that he can give to Drake. He wanted to say, he went on to say, rather, there's another quote in here. Where did it go? I misplaced it. All right, that was the only one. I thought I saw another one in here.
He talked about May running, right? And
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here it goes. He'll take it and run. He'll throw it. And to have someone like Stephon is going to help him out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Allen had to say about Drake May and Steph Diggs.
He did a very good job not stepping at anything there, I think.
Sure.
Right?
He's pretty good at not stepping and stuff.
Yep.
He's pretty good at, you know, I mean, not stepping and stuff, but not even coming close to stuff to step
not
in.
Not even, right. That's right. And everything you said there is probably accurate.
Also, if he steps in anything, people wouldn't be mad at him. Like he's got the high ground.
And isn't he right that like Diggs will be good for May?
I think so. If he's healthy, yes, I think so.
Easily, I think their best receiver.
You know, the Patriots,
like, they do not have much.
It depends otherwise. who you listen to, which fantasy player you like, because I see a little bit of don't sleep on DeMario Douglas and don't sleep on this guy and don't sleep on that guy. Mac Hollins is there. But yeah,
is that for fantasy because somebody else has to catch the football more than they're actually good? That maybe Douglas is actually good. Douglas, there's some good like separation numbers with him, but also he's a slot guy. So if Diggs just took his job, then I don't know how much he's getting on the field. Hollins can get on the field all he wants, and he'll do some, and he'll be a veteran, and he'll block, and he'll be a vibe. But he's not going to catch the football more mm-hmm. than 30 times. So... Jalen Polk, although there's talk that Jalen Polk is down as like I kind of am on Keon Coleman. I'm not as down on him as like people would be on Jalen Polk. Coleman's going to play this year and might take a big step forward. Polk, there's talk he might not make the team. And he went 3 picks after Coleman did
yep.
at receiver. And it's the story I read was that him, Javon Baker, Boutte and one other guy are like all battling for like 2 spots, and it wouldn't be inconceivable that Polk misses the team a year after going in the second round. I feel like they probably will try not to do that just to save. That would be embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. You pick a guy in the second round, he plays 1 year for you, and then he gets cut.
Yeah,
but maybe
803-0550 New England. One quick point about the division. Has this been the quietest Jets offseason of all time?
The quietest Jets? I mean, their owner did buy a soccer team yesterday.
That's right.
Crystal Palace. Good luck.
They hired Aaron Glenn. They said goodbye to Aaron Rodgers. They brought in Justin Fields, and then they just nothing.
The biggest story or drama, wasn't it kind of Rodgers going out?
Right, it was Rodgers telling everybody how he left, not them.
Yeah, right.
Not them.
He met with Aaron Glenn.
And they asked Aaron Glenn about it, and he's like, yeah, all right. And
right.
nothing. It's almost like the Jets are stealth mode.
Mm.
They're not, is it just because Aaron Rodgers is gone?
No.
It's no, not the just Jets, have, the Jets have had crazy off-seasons
that's
before.
Right. The Jets have formerly had, you know, whatever. Rex was there, obviously. But
I don't think I like this.
The Jets are having a very, what I would say, adult off-season.
What is the source of it's quiet in here, too quiet? Because that's the Jets right now for me. It's too quiet. Over on Jets front, right? That would mean the coach is doing a pretty good job.
Yeah,
that's a common saying. I just don't know where it starts. What's the genesis of it's quiet in here, too quiet?
I think it's from an old Western on my first look.
Okay.
The earliest
that I'm
instance,
sure I've never seen, so I'm
the
surprised.
The earliest instance of this quote is from 1934's The Lucky Texan. You know, your favorite movie.
My favorite movie.
I'm also finding references to Shrek.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, The Lucky Texan. It's one of my go-tos on Netflix.
Lucky Texan.
The Lucky Texan. Yeah, it's been quiet. There's no Fields drama. There's no quarterback battle.
Right. I'm not saying they're going to be good, but it's just the Dolphins are making all the noise. The Patriots are getting all the love, and the Jets are just
hanging out
stealth mode.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's stuff to wasn't Sauce Gardner like not that good last year?
No, he's still pretty good.
He still was okay. He's still pretty good. But maybe he wasn't the best corner in football.
Was still pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Breece Hall needs a contract, and there's been he hasn't held out. There's been no James Cook tweeting / skipping minicamp from Breece Hall. James Cook didn't skip minicamp, I guess, but there was no wonder about Hall like there was about Cook. That could have been the thing.
All right. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.